From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Full puppet nudity. That's the come-on for Broadway's oddest new musical. This small show, which stars a lineup of very adult characters wearing felt costumes, opened off Broadway last season to rave reviews, and now it's moved uptown to the Great White Way. Jeff London reports.
If you leaf through the playbill for the new Broadway musical Avenue Q, you'll come across a small disclaimer right after the credits for props and lighting equipment. It reads, Avenue Q has not been authorized or approved in any manner by the Jim Henson Company or Sesame Workshop, which have no responsibility for its content. But it sure seems familiar.
The sun is shining, it's a lovely day. A perfect morning for a kid to play. But you've got lots of bills to pay. What can you do?
Okay. So Big Bird and Kermit the Frog never had bills to pay, but there's something very recognizable about Avenue Q, from the catchy tunes, to the stage filled with brownstones, to the big, fuzzy felt puppets interacting with human characters, even if those puppets don't always have their clothes on. Avenue Q is the brainchild of songwriters Jeff Marx, 32, and Bobby Lopez, 28, who grew up watching Sesame Street. Lopez says they wanted to write a musical for their generation.
We were thinking, what do people, you know, who we know from, you know, our friends who are temps, what would they want to see?
What do you do with the BA in English? What is my life going to be?
But Jeff Marx says that people in his generation don't really like musicals.
There's something artificial about an actor breaking out into song, but when a puppet does it, it doesn't bother us.
So the show's protagonist is a young college graduate and puppet named Princeton who can't afford to live in Manhattan. He moves to Avenue Q in one of New York's outer boroughs, think Brooklyn or Queens. And he's trying to figure out what to do with his life.
I don't know how I know, but I'm gonna find my purpose. I don't know where I'm gonna look, but I'm gonna find my purpose.
Jeff Marx, who lives in Brooklyn, and Bobby Lopez, who lives in Queens, aren't nearly as purposeless as their lead character. They met in the BMI Musical Theater Workshop, started collaborating, they both write music as well as lyrics, and have a tendency to finish each other's sentences. It was in the workshop that they came up with the idea of doing a puppet show for adults. Lopez says they had no problem coming up with ideas for the people who would inhabit Avenue Q.
The characters were born out of, well, what types do we know these days that would be funny as puppets?
An unemployed slacker, an uptight investment banker type. Maybe he's in the closet, and maybe he's Republican.
A guy who sits at home, does nothing but surf the web for porn, and likes Star Trek.
More porn! Trek. The internet is for porn! The internet is for porn!
Trek.
Me up all night, hugging me, horn to porn, porn, porn!
Trekkie Monster, the porn addict, is played by Rick Lyon, who also designed the 40 colorful puppets in the show. Lyon was a puppeteer on Sesame Street for 15 years and worked with Jim Henson, the creator of the Muppets, for 3, so he's well aware of the territory Avenue Q is satirizing.
We're not interested in making fun of Sesame Street or children's television. We're not making fun of puppets. There aren't jokes about puppeteers with their hands up the puppet's butt or anything like that. We respect the material that we're jumping off from. So the challenge for me was mostly, as a designer, how do you do something that's familiar but different?
For instance, you may think that Miss Piggy has cleavage, but wait till you see Lucy the Slut.
I can make you feel special when it sucks to be you. Let me make you feel
Yes, Princeton gets seduced by Lucy, even as he has an on-again, off-again relationship with Kate Monster, a kindergarten teaching assistant with self-esteem issues. Before Lopez and Marx came up with the show's plot, they wrote many of the musical object lessons that pepper the evening, says puppeteer Rick Lyon, who's been with Avenue Q from its inception.
All of the songs have a kernel of truth to them. None of them are strictly satire. None of them are strictly just gag songs. I mean, even everyone's a little bit racist. We all have prejudices. We all have biases.
Between me and you, I think everyone's a little bit racist sometimes. Doesn't mean we go around committing hate crimes.
Other adult Sesame Street-type songs have titles like If You Were Gay and Schadenfreude. But Bobby Lopez says coming up with the romantic plot between Princeton and Kate Monster allowed him and Jeff Marx to add some weight to the evening.
And we wrote the more serious songs, Fine, Fine Line, and we wrote I Wish I Could Go Back to College, the songs that were sort of more in that kind of ambivalence territory of the bigger problems in life.
There's a fine, fine line between a lover and a friend. There's a fine, fine line between reality and pretend. And you never know till you reach the top if it was worth the uphill climb. There's a fine, fine line between love and a waste of time.
While Avenue Q has attracted a sizable 20 and 30-something audience, performer Rick Lyon says it's turned out to be a bit more intergenerational than he expected.
People who grew up with TV are the target audience, but the people who gave birth to the people who grew up with TV still had to grow up with TV too, in a way. So we're finding that those older audiences are still getting the show.
Bobby Lopez says, not surprisingly, his friends give the show a thumbs up, but...
A lot of times people who we don't know come up and say, oh my God, you're in my head. I'm Kate Monster, and I'm looking for my Princeton, and I'm looking for my purpose. And it's just so satisfying to hear that, because it's so rare that you write a musical theater song that actually connects to someone in that way.
Lopez and Marx aren't certain what their next project will be, but for now, Avenue Q is running at the Golden Theater on Broadway, Jeff Marx has found an apartment in Manhattan, and the cast album is being released on BMG. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
Each time you smile,
it'll only last a while.
Life may be scary,
but it's only temporary.
Everything in life is only for now.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.